This is a Pinball News production.
Many of you guys have already gotten my emails. You might not know who I am. I'm Phil. This is my Barry. We have my partner, Yacht. My partner, Barry. If you guys can't hear me, just let me know.
Phil, go back there.
Go back there.
Photo op. Thank you.
You good? Thank you. Okay. So we had this thing planned out that we were going to talk about. Because we want to talk to you guys about immersive gameplay and about Pin 2.0. And I was standing on the balcony of the presidential suite where our VIPs will be joining us on Friday and Saturday night. That's just color drop. And I heard something that kind of disturbed me. And I thought this would be a good place to start tonight. So we're hanging out outside, we're getting the suite ready, we're putting posters up. And a friend of mine was saying, yeah, I was talking to one of the larger manufacturers. And he said, you know, I'm not in the pinball industry. I'm in the manufacturing industry. And I thought, what do you mean by that? He said, yeah, I'm all about production and numbers and quantities. And I'm thinking, you know, if all you're doing is making a fucking box, build a goddamn coffin, because your soul is dead. We are Dutch Pinball, and we are in the pinball business. That's what we do. So what I'm going to talk to you guys about today, what we're going to do, you guys have seen from day one, we have tried to turn this industry upside down. We have said full refunds up until we make your machine on pre-orders. We have said, you guys tell us, what do you want to see in your machine? We have listened to you guys because we are you guys. We are pinheads. We like to flip, and that's what we do. So we're going to do something a little bit different, and we are going to talk for about 5 minutes, and then we're going to open it up to you guys. This is your opportunity to find out what it takes for Dutch Pinball to make a pinball machine. So, we've been talking a lot in the industry lately about immersive gameplay and about theme integration. And I think it's important that you guys understand the difference. When you take a little cheap plastic toy from the movie or from the band or from the TV show, you stick it on a playfield, that's theme integration. Congratulations, you've just put the theme onto a playfield. Thank you. What we want to do, and what we've tried to communicate from the very first day, from the first time that we had Pin Me Girls, walking around here a year ago, and you guys were freaking out, saying, who is it? It's Jack. It's got to be Jack. No, no, it's Gary. No, no, no. It's, and by the way, like nobody said, nobody thought it was us. And we were, by the way, on Pin side, laughing our asses off. We really were. From the very first moment, and from the first time that we advertised, and we said, Pinheads and Achievers Unite, that is what drives us. Because what we want to do, what we want you to get when you play, is not a rule sheet and pretty lights and you aim for the targets. But if you understand what it is to be an achiever, if you understand Lebowski, if you love Lebowski, and if you love pinball, you don't need a rule sheet. Our lock bar can look awesome because you already know how to play. Should I give me an example?
No.
No? Okay.
You're doing good, man.
Thank you. Okay, all right.
We enjoy the show.
All right. So. Just so you know, we make decisions, by the way, as a team. The way we decide what goes on the playfield, we took your suggestions, we took our own ideas, we took a little bit of alcohol, and we decided, and we put it on a playfield. That actually, by the way, occurred. Last time we came to Chicago, we were on the flight, and we had our drinks in our hands, and we thought to ourselves, can we put this on a playfield? No. Probably not. Why not? Let's drill a hole in it. No. And we said, yeah, fuck it, let's try it. And so, obviously, if you have any clue what goes into White Russian, and everybody here knows what goes into White Russian, cream, ice, vodka, and a coffee liqueur whose name I'm not legally allowed to mention. Thank you, French people. If you know that those are the four ingredients and you hit those four targets, you've just created a White Russian. And by the way, if you don't hit, let's say, that coffee liqueur, there's a certain line from the movie, which we are allowed to use, that says, hey, you got any insert name of coffee liqueur here, and that will be your call out. And that's how we're trying to do this game. We want you guys to feel as if you are playing as if you're the dude, or you're playing as if you are Walter, or Donnie, we have to, or we do, there's Donnie mode, but we'll just tell you to shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up.
But there's a mode. And it's the same thing. When we came up with the idea, let's put a bowling alley in this thing. We looked at what the existing technology is. And we could have done four rows of pins that go up at the same time. But we decided, let's make 10 individually actuated pins. Let's have real scoring. So that if you are in the 10th frame and you score a spare, you get an extra ball. Because that's what it's like in the real world. And that's what it's all about for us. And then we wanted to, by the way, make it even more realistic, and that's when we approached the nice people over at Brunswick. We told them our concept, and we said we would like to put your crown and your ball return on our play field. Took a little convincing, but they were awesome, and they said absolutely. And that makes it even more realistic. And that, for me, is what Lebowski's all about, is that you feel like you're inside the movie. So as we've gone through the advertising, and by the way, we have had an absolute blast doing the marketing. When we came up with gutter balls, I think that's my personal favorite.
Drain balls.
Drain balls. Gutter balls became drain balls. That was awesome. When you said, when I was talking and we had the Walter say, shut the fuck up. Let's go bowling. So when we do all these things, what we try to do is we have you guys in mind. We sit together and we say, what is it that you would want to receive? Because I know my inbox is flooded, and I'm sure yours are too. And what we want is when you sign up with our newsletter, you don't even have to be a customer. If you are, hey, that's awesome, thank you. If you're not, fucking buy a machine, that's why we're here. But if you do, we want you to get the experience from the very first day that you become a VIP. We want you to live in that world. And that's why our advertising, that's why our communications, that's why our call-outs, that's why our graphics, that's why every team member that works with us is focused on integrating the movie into it. And what we hope to accomplish here is, yes, I'm talking to you guys, but really, I'm actually talking to the other manufacturers out there. I'm talking to the guys that are making the boutiques. And no, I'm not going to do that. But not here.
Some of them.
I want them to take this on. Because I'm not only a manufacturer, I'm a consumer, and I'm a player. And we're all players. And if we make a better machine, maybe they'll make a better machine too. If we integrate the themes, maybe they'll integrate the themes better. That's what we want.
Make it better for all of us.
That's what we're trying to do. So that's what Dutch Pinball is all about. And I think at this point, we'll open it up to you guys and give you the opportunity to ask us. Well, you can ask us anything you want. We're just not going to answer everything. I saw some kind of... First, you're waving your hand. You in the blue shirt, you were waving your hand like... And then you just grabbed your... Oh, okay. Yeah.
How many have we produced so far?
We never give out numbers. And I'll tell you why. Actually, I get that question all the time. The reason we don't give out numbers is because that's an artificial demand. Now, for those of you that don't know, my background is I'm an academic professor. I've been teaching in the business universities for 15 years now. I'm a hell of a lot older than I feel and look. When you say I'm only going to produce a limited edition, you make an LE, you're creating an artificial demand, and people are buying it because they want to collect it, or because they think that they can resell it and make a profit, or there's just some artificial push. We want you to buy our machine because you love our machine. We want you to buy it because you've played it, it shoots well, the call-outs are exciting, the challenges are difficult but attainable with practice, that you just fucking love our machine. That's why you buy it. Not because we say, we're only going to make 100, and if you don't buy it, fuck you.
I was just curious, how far along were you last year at this time when you did do your announcement?
Last year, at this time?
Well, okay. We've been working on this for 2 years now. Buddy and Kuhn, who's a software programmer of Bright and Bright Pinball, everybody probably knows Kuhn as well, they already had in their head, we want to make a pinball machine. So 2 years ago, Buddy and me sit together, we know each other for about 15 years already, we're friends, we know Phil for about 8 years already, so we know each other a long time. We work together in different projects. My role was usually product manager, Buddy is the creative guy, here's the marketing guy. All this marketing stuff is Phil, eh? It's really, we love that.
Oh,
it's really
you.
Good. Yeah. So 2 years ago we started the idea. The first ideas came up. Finding a theme, that's really difficult. We had 200 themes probably that were cool or nice or whatever. And last year we did the handout of the flyers to also measure how popular will be the Big Lebowski as a theme. At that time, we didn't mention the Big Lebowski, we mentioned Dude Pinball. And it was also the website you had to go to, and you saw there just the time clock,
countdown.
You know, the countdown. Actually, 1 year ago, we only had that. We had a lot of ideas in our heads, but we only wanted to know if we go with Dude Pinball, which actually, we expected you would know that it was us, because the Big Lebowski is known as TBL. Well, Dude Pinball is known as DP. It's here. But nobody figured it out. And as Phil was saying, we laughed our ass off reading everything on Pinside. So, yeah, we had 1 year ago, actually, we had a lot already in our heads. And the good thing was we already had experience in programming a game, making new music with Shul and Rul. Do the new game rules with Buddy and Kuhn. So yeah, we had a lot, because Bright of Pinball is a nice test of do you have the skills to do it. But for the Big Lebowski, pretty close to zero.
And part of that is we wanted to see what your response was going to be. Because I know it's pretty simple. You create a topic on Pinside and you say, hey, how many people would hypothetically, in theory, pre-order this game if God dropped it on Earth tomorrow? And like 500 people say, yeah, I'd pay 10 grand for it. Okay, I'm selling it for 9. 5 people say, okay, I'll buy it. So you guys started the buzz. You guys went crazy. When the flyer was leaked of the two girls and everybody was speculating and everybody was going nuts, we were thinking, thank God somebody put it out there. Let the topic run. But when you guys started saying, oh my God, I can't wait until Lebowski comes out, I can't wait to see it, that told us that we really had our fingers on the pulse of what the community has. And the funny thing is, TBL was always on the top of our list. That's the one theme that was always consistently within the top, I would say the top two or top three of every
single... 5 years ago, maybe.
Yeah, 5 years ago. This has been something that we've wanted for you guys for a long time. Because we want it for ourselves. We each want one in our, our wives won't let us keep it in the living room, but I actually, by the way, true story, my house in Switzerland, we had the old old oil burners. I literally took the oil burners out and put in a gas burner because that's the only place in the house my wife would let me set up TV on. So it cost me, I think, 20 grand to put in a machine. So when you guys bitch about the price, try being married to a Swiss woman. Erase that. another question. Yeah.
So that's great that you have a beautiful prototype and everything. And I'm so grateful for what you guys are doing for the community. And like you said, somebody put it on the pin side. Oh, what's the name? Lebowski. Yeah. Everybody said it. They want it. All right. So what's the real production date?
Real productions. We
it's
are.
Great that you guys figured it out, obviously.
Okay, I will tell you this.
What are we looking at? This is
what Dutch Pinball considers a prototype. For us, when we come, and this applies, by the way, to the future. This applies to every single prototype that we bring out. We're not going to do half-assed jobs. We just don't do half-assed in anything we do. When we show you something, everything that we do, from the costumes. The Pin Me Girls, lovely ladies, thank you very much. Jess and Mia, by the way, available for bar mitzvahs too. To the marketing communications, to the details on the flyers, to every single thing we do, we want to do it absolutely perfect. In this case, this is our prototype. We are ahead of schedule. Our forecast model says that we will start shipping the first ones within quarter two. What we have forecast is that we want to start at a slower pace than our capacity because we are going to ramp up production as we test and as we become much more proficient. People that pre-order now, I think we have 3 days left of pre-orders, can expect their machine to ship in quarter three. So that's why we're not setting a very fast, but we tend to be conservative and realistic.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, and so far I have to say we're very pleased. Our prototyping, because we've had to create the bowling alley, we've had to create the White Russian toy, we've had to create the garage, the car that swings out, all these things, the rug, yeah, the rolling, the rug toy that unfurls.
That's a reasonable day. How is this looking?
Yeah, no, quarter two for the...
We start with quarter two shipping the machines.
And, yeah, and quarter three, people that buy now will be in quarter three.
They're buying things that aren't even that close.
Well...
I hope you make it.
Yeah, we are working. Yeah, we're working our asses off. We are working.
And they will
look
at me because I'm in charge of the production.
He's production.
So. That's why I say we start.
Earlier follow up to how many have you? I wasn't asking how many you intend to make. I was only curious how many actual working games exist at the moment. I hope you make 10,000.
I hope we do too.
Yeah.
Is that game going to be available to play later in Expo, or can we play it?
Yes, you can.
One of the things that we also like to do, if you hadn't noticed, for those of you that subscribe or that are VIPs on my New Shit newsletters. First of all, to the thousands of you that do receive the newsletter, thank you very much. It's really nice to get the feedback from you guys. It's nice to see those numbers grow. But you've seen within the NSN, there's always a secret link. There's always some kind of little Easter egg. And I do that to see who's paying attention. And that's kind of what we were planning today, is that when we bring the machines out, you can flip. So I think you guys will really enjoy it. One other little bonus, when Holland was playing in the World Cup, we gave out bonuses. Because we understand that the pre-order process is difficult and is a little bit scary. And that's why we try to make it as easy as we can. And that's why we appreciate those people that have supported us as we develop this game. And we really do appreciate it. And so just one more way that we say thank you is that anyone that has pre-ordered up to this point, they don't know it yet, but we're going to announce, and I'm going to do it right now, that everybody gets free chrome upgrade on the legs and on the rails. And the lock bar.
Yeah, don't forget
what
that.
What if you want to decide you want to pre-order and you pre-order tonight? Does that still include, or it's only up to this point?
What time is it?
Until Sunday.
What time is it?
7:57.
You got 3 minutes.
Wait, what time is it?
Where's my enforcer? Todd, you're my enforcer. Todd is the guy that's going to go out there and make sure everybody pre-orders. What we're going to do is we're going to extend it because there obviously aren't people here that need to get this in a New Shit newsletter, so we're going to send that out. We're going to extend it to the end of pre-orders. So anybody that pre-orders up until the 19th of October, which, by the way, is my daughter Maya's 5th birthday, so that's why I won't be here Sunday. I'm going to fly back to Switzerland so I can spend the day with my daughter. So if you don't get a chance to see me today, see me tomorrow or Saturday, because Sunday I'm not here. But yeah, anybody that pre-orders throughout Expo will get all of it. You'll get the rug, you'll get access, you'll get the chrome, because you support us. And like I said, we appreciate that. We really do. It means everything to us. It's a lot of trust that you guys put in us. And thank you.
I just want to say that Brock really ties to what we do. Also, in the development of that, how many times do you feel like throwing in the towel?
About 817 a day.
Something like that.
But then, I will tell you this. There have been, especially between me and Yap, I love this guy.
You're going to sell it.
I will absolutely tell you I love this guy. But man, we go at it
We fight
like you wouldn't believe.
He's so stubborn, man.
And he's so wrong. But one thing that
see
I
what happens?
See what happens?
See what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps?
You're saying he's standing.
So I'll say, well, I'm younger. But what I would say is this. The one thing that keeps us together, the one thing that really motivates us is that, I mean, we do fight like crazy. But what we're fighting for is we're fighting for what we think will make the machine the best possible machine we can make. That's why we all stick together, and that's why we keep going. Because when we come up with crazy ideas, like we talked about at the center toy, let's have a rug. Okay. And I'll tell you right now, rug number one was just a little tiny painting on the playfield. We thought, oh, it looks cute. And then we said, let's unroll the rug. And I remember, we're like, excuse me? Like, how the fuck are you going to unroll a rug? I don't know. Let's do it. But then why do you... What? And we went back and forth, and we were arguing and fighting. We said, I love it, but how are we going to do it? And then actually, in the factory, these guys figured it out. And I think it's, like you said, it ties the whole game together.
So where is your factory?
Dutch Pinball. I'll let you figure that one out. It is in a city.
Get Universal to entrust you with the rights to this movie, having never produced a machine before, considering how sacred this movie is to a lot of people. And also, have you had any problems with the cast, or have the cast been very supportive of this, or do they even know about it?
Okay, I'll totally answer your questions out of order, because I think it makes sense if I answer them in this order. Yes, the cast knows. Yes, most of them have been extremely supportive. One cast member has been a little bit more challenging because he or she wants to see every time that he or she is on the playfield, on the cabinet, and so it has to go back to this actor's agent, and then it has to go back to the publicist, and so every time that person is there, yes, it's a very difficult process. But I have to say, the image of that actor at the very end looks much better, I think. I think we all agree.
Yeah.
It looks actually much better than the first one that Barry and JP did together, Jean-Paul. So I'm very, very happy with the outcome. The other actors, Becky, which is Jeff Bridges' assistant, has been really supportive. She's helped us. She tried to help us get in touch with that coffee liqueur brand that I won't ever mention again for the rest of my life. And so... I do have to say they have been very, very supportive with us, and that's why, by the way, one of the things that we're doing is we're donating $25 per machine that we do during pre-order to Jeff's charity to Share Our Strength to end hunger in the United States, because he brought us the dude, and not just that. I mean, a lot of actors, you see this all the time. A lot of actors do their character and then they let it go, but he has continued the legacy of the dude. And here we are, 16 years later. And he's out there continuing the legacy of Lebowski. And we're grateful for that. We really are, because he's out there promoting. He goes to Lebowski Fests. So our way of saying thank you. And then actually, I would say this. He leverages his brand for good. He uses his name. He uses his celebrity. He uses the dude to try to, in his case, end hunger in the United States. And so... we will never be as powerful as he is. We will never be able to get as much money donated as he can. But we will do the best we can. And I think donating $25 to the machine, which, by the way, is what you guys are contributing when you pre-order, that is our way of saying thank you to him for supporting us. Now, as far as Universal, how did we convince them? Well, one, money talks. That's always in the licensing business. I think everybody can understand that. And two, everything that we do gets uploaded into Universal System, and they see the quality of work that we put out. And it's only through that building of the relationship. We've been working with them for well over a year. They know what we produce. They look at our advertising. They look at our playfield and our Translite and our cabinet. And it's because they trust us and because they know that we will produce a quality product, that's why they entrust us with this license. Is there anything else in the question? I think I hit it all. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
How much to catch up to the?
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know if you were the first pinball company to approach Universal for the license, or I mean, the movie's been around for a long time. A lot of people have been on the list, and this should be a pinball.
do you know, putting in negotiations, if anybody else in the audience trying to hit on them for the same ones?
I have no idea. I don't know. Gary? Jack? You guys want to talk about it? I have no idea. I just know we made the proposal and we could justify that we would do an outstanding job and we would enhance the brand. And once
the marketing
they were,
blows me away every time I look at it. You look like a huge company doing stuff there. It's great.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Okay, your turn.
How much to catch up to the pre-order?
4,500 U.S. If you're within the United States, yeah, 4,500 will get you payments 1 and 2, and then you'll caught up. And then the next one is January, and then April, and then by then it's time to ship. And the same thing applies. Until your machine goes into production, and by the way, that's why we're doing the true serial thing. Because, I mean, that's something that kind of pisses us off as well. It's, yeah.
I agree.
You say, I want number 69. And yes, 69 is long gone. So please, for the love of God, everyone out there on Inside, stop fucking emailing me for 69. It's gone. Please, that put out. Tell them. I can't tell. Every week, I get at least 2 emails.
Can I get number 69?
No.
It's mine.
It's mine.
It's mine.
Hey, you're not here. It's cool.
Milton's calmer than you do.
Shut the fuck up, Donnie.
So, dude, I'm Walter.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, I'm Jewish and I don't roll on Shabbos.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
Walter.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's something that kind of bothered us, you know, with the whole pre-order thing and the whole serial thing, and that's why we came up with it. We said, look, when we actually produce your machine, we will have parts number. We will have a manufacturing number as it works through production. So I will be able to call you. Actually, when Yap's in the factory and he tells me, I will be able to email you and say, okay, your machine is number 112 or whatever. It's going to go into production within 30 days. Do you want to cancel your pre-order and get a full refund of all your money? Oh, and by the way, I can't remember what game it was, but whoever the hell is doing this, I'm not going to mention the name, where they say, yeah, you can pay $1,000, and if we don't, oh yeah, I know it is. And we don't make enough pre-orders, we'll give you your money back, less PayPal fees. Dude, give them the fucking $30 back. It's you're borrowing their money for 3 months. Give them the whole $1,000 back. And that's our theory. You paid us, you basically gave us a loan. Thank you very much. If you want your money back, sorry, you lose your number. I'll move it to the next. And that's, by the way, I get that question all the time. Why can't I tell you your serial number? Because if guy number 17 cancels, then every single person down the line moves up one serial number. That's what we mean by a true serial. Because it is the actual machine that goes to production and gets stamped by the factory and gets tested and quality assured and ships out the door. If your number is number 52, that is the 52nd machine that we have actually produced. Ed?
If number 69 drops out, then I have 69.
So, I'm sorry, did the Rockstar just say he didn't pre-order? I think he did.
Next question.
Enforcer. Enforce.
He's already been beating me up.
Good, thank you.
So in theory, you can extort numbers 1 through 3. You can extort number 69 being number 1 through 68. Say, I'll drop out if you won't be 69 anymore.
We won't do it. That's the thing. That's not our style. We don't do it because it's not fair.
Wait, so did they...
Everybody will move up. So number 7, if somebody, drops, yeah, if somebody drops out... Technically, if you knew you were number 70, you could kill number 3.
Right.
We have how big is the discount for Bride 2.0?
Right.
How big is the discount for Bride 2.0?
Oh, discount.
On Lebowski.
What?
What's the question? Dude, we're Dutch.
Discount.
It's fucking cheap.
Next question.
How big is the discount?
I'll tell you what. You want? I'll throw in a free rug.
Guys, I know this popped up before, but is all the did you guys get everything on the playfield approved now as far as RFIs goes and stuff by the licensor, or is it still subject to changes?
There is still
subject to change.
There's still a couple things that are subject to change. The vast majority, I have to say, is still there. Will remain. But a lot of it is as we go through the testing process and as we get feedback from you guys, you know, where are you? Yeah, as I started getting, as we've started collecting feedback from you guys, and you say this I like and this I don't like, or as we start playing it, because as we develop it, we'll be able to play the machine more. And as we play it, maybe there's something that just doesn't make sense. It might play well, but it might not fit with the theme. That's something that we might want to change. Maybe we have to reverse two images, or maybe we have to say, okay, the gun goes here, the weed goes there, because part of the storyline is this, and it just makes sense to change it. As far as like the Chevrolet, we got the license from them. I'm really happy to say, and by the way, that this is 100% yacht, that we are damn proud to say that we have 20 licensed songs from the movie, which is more... Which is, and again, I'm not going to name drop, but it's more than a lot of band-themed hits.
Nothing about the Eagles.
Nothing about
fucking
the Eagles.
Hate them.
You fucking hate the Eagles. All right, we fucking hate the Eagles. Never mind.
So, we use, in this plane, we have one open so that we can look at it. So, if somebody wanted to route it, they could see how sturdy everything.
How much is Gary paying you? I don't think we're cracking him open.
Nope.
No, cracking him open now. VIP party, maybe.
Maybe.
Did you buy one?
Yeah.
Okay, then. No. Told you, VIPs get new shit first.
You should. If you pre-order today,
yeah.
Say you want to pre-order tonight, would you still be able to come to the VIP party? On
Dude, you're VIP. Of course you can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
true.
We don't discriminate by when you bought in. If you pre-order tomorrow and you say, or if you pre-order Saturday, you say, hey Phil, I want to come to the banquet. I want to come to the VIP party. Yeah, absolutely. just come on in. We still have a couple of spaces left.
Is pre-order the only way
to go? You could probably strong arm us and steal that one, but Jess will kick your ass. Sorry, I can't hear.
I'm sorry, I
can't hear.
Are you going to import any into a distributor to be locked down and picked one up?
Distributors. We're not talking to distributors at this point.
So right now, pre-order is the only way.
Yeah. I mean, our theory is we've got a relatively low price. We're doing it because we have a lot of stuff going on in that machine. And we think that the best way for us to control quality, the best way for us to control service, the best way to make sure that we have contact with each one of our VIPs is to make sure that we sell direct. Because there have been instances in this industry where people have pre-ordered through a distributor, and if they go direct, they get a refund, and if they go through a distributor, they don't. We just want to make sure that if there are any complaints, any concerns, they come directly to us. They can email. It's really simple. Yop@barry@phil@dutchpinball.com. You reach us right away. Android, iPhone. So a lot of you guys get an iMessage from me when you pre-order. And that's the easiest way to get in touch with me. As we start to grow, and as the distributors start to express an interest, and they can show how they will provide value to our customers, then we will start to discuss things with them. But we do not want to go with a distributor that's just going to buy them and resell them and not hold them and not maintenance or service them, not take care of our customers. But if there are distributors out there that will give the same level of VIP treatment to our customers and we start to grow in about 6 months, then maybe we'll start to open the door and talk to them. I think that's the fairest way to do it with our customers. Because that's the way. Anyone that didn't clap is probably a distributor. Anyone that did is probably a customer.
Two questions.
You get one.
You said you call out what ingredient you need for your Russian. Do you call out the, let's call it, Beluga?
Okay, whale juice.
What brand do you call?
Oh, no. It's licensed from the movie. When we actually have a clip from
you
the film.
You just can't say it right now.
Oh, I can, legally. I'm not going to because I'm pissed off. I spent weeks talking to them.
The second is a quick question. Do you have a line? There's a beverage on board or anything like that?
There's a beverage on board?
Yeah.
I mean, a fucking love
there's
boat?
There's a beverage here.
Go for it. There's a beverage on board. Yeah. Careful, there's a beverage here. What's the line, guys? Come on.
Hey, man.
I don't know.
Oh my God! Thank God we are screening the movie in the VIP suite.
What is it?
Careful, man, is better.
Thank you, yeah.
Yeah, you were close.
It's going to be there.
There will be tons and tons of. But again, this is what we, when we talk about immersive play, this is what we mean. That, and again, the suggestions that you gave us were also outstanding. But let's say you try to push the start button and there's no money. Then what do you think the call out's going to be?
Where's the fucking money, Lebowski?
Where's the fucking money, Lebowski? And that's in Family Man. Go to the back. But you gotta be loud!
What kind of service infrastructure will be in place in the United States if it breaks, if somebody's got one in their house and it breaks down?
Actually, glad you asked about that. So one of the things that we want to do, a lot of people are giving 60 days on parts. One of the things that we have decided to do is we want to expand that by at least 50%. And so we're going to expand it to 90 days. Because, again, if something's going to break, maybe it doesn't break in the first 60, maybe it breaks in the first 90, we will take care of it. What we want to do is we will replace it at no cost to our customers. That way you are completely warranted. Certain parts, like for example the LCD screen, when they come from the manufacturer, have a longer warranty, and we will of course extend that as well. So we will make sure that all of your parts get repaired, get replaced.
So basically you just want to give them replacement parts, and something breaks, and you're sending out parts?
No, we'll actually have it. If they're comfortable doing it themselves, then yes, that'll be the fastest solution. Most of the people sitting in this room can change out a coil pretty easily. So we can send it to you. But if you want somebody to come in and do it for you, we'll arrange for that too. But one of the things I have to say that Yop is very good about is that every single machine, every prototype, everything that gets sent out of that factory will go through full QA. And we'll make sure that every part works before it leaves the factory. Why? Because it's expensive. We're shipping these things from Holland to Park Ridge, where we have our headquarters in the United States. And from there, we'll redistribute it. For us to try to get more parts over here or to do service isn't cheap. And it's an inconvenience, because when your machine goes down, it sucks. Then you've got a 5,000-pound paperweight sitting in your living room. So that's why we will make sure you get it taken care of. A lot of guys, like, we can do a lot of maintenance on our machines ourselves. A lot of the guys in here can do the maintenance themselves. If you say this part is bad, send it. We'll send it back. No problem. And if you can't, if you don't feel comfortable doing it, we'll get a techie to do it. That's no problem.
Are you going
to
set up a global detection in your space?
We'll talk. If you're interested in that kind of service thing because you want to do it, then we can always talk about it in a couple months. Is that why the questions are going? Because I don't want to bore the shit out of everybody else. To be honest, I mean, like, if this is where the question's going, then come see me. We'll talk afterwards. If you're concerned as a customer, I'm going to fix it. If it breaks, it'll get fixed. If you don't feel comfortable doing it yourself. If you're service and you want to talk about being a service provider... That's kind of what I figured. Then let's not bore the fuck out of these people. See me after this. All right. Next.
You may have already covered this previously, but...
Did you come in late?
No, I was thinking at last expo or along the line.
Okay.
Not on your newsletter, but I will be. Can you talk a little bit about the engineering, the board sets, the technology that you guys are using, and the success?
Okay. At this point, we are using PROC to drive the whole machine. And, well, so I don't know if you're familiar with that, but so it runs on a PC. This time it's Windows, it will be Linux.
So the Windows that boots, that's why.
Yeah.
It's temporary.
It's for the
prototype.
Yeah. Oh, everything is prototype, by the way, also the software.
Software is pre-alpha.
Pre-alpha.
Well, the rug is final.
The rug's final. And the cabinet's final, the translight's final, a lot is final.
Me and Jess are final.
But still,
yeah,
me and Jess are final as well. But it's prototype, guys. Please.
Keep that in mind.
It's prototypes, prototype software.
As we go through and as we start to test, because we're going to continue to do our own QA. And as we, for example, as we go through, there are some little axles that we use for the bowling alley for the individually actuated pins. We were already discussing yesterday, what can we do to improve the process? How can we produce these things at a higher quality for the same price? And how can we make sure that these will not flex and bend? So, yes, there might be a part in there that it looks outstanding and it looks great, but we still want to go through it and make sure that this is something that's going to last 20, 30 years. Because, again, breakdowns mean you can't play. You had your hand up first.
Will your warranty cover the rug if someone pees on it?
advice. I will send Yop to your house to clean it up.
Did I pee on your rug, sir?
The green shirt. The green shirt.
That was actually really good. That sounded really, really good.
Thanks. I just want to let you know there's over 115 people watching live online right now, a lot of which are also they're VIPs that just couldn't make it here for whatever reason.
Burning Man.
I've got just a couple of questions that are from them. They're not from me. I want to
ask you
if that's okay.
That's fine.
So Burning Man.
Don, what's the matter? Your wife wouldn't let you come to Pin.
Burning Man from Virginia says.
Oh, we know where he's from.
Can you ask them what their next title will be, and if they won't answer that, can they at least drop a tasty hint for us?
Wow.
Good question.
Well, I mean, it is Expo. It's kind of where people do that kind of stuff.
No.
Okay.
I will tell you this. Okay, but I will say, first of all, Don, you knew I'd say no, so. I know. He's sitting at home right now.
Yeah, he's probably watching on his television.
Yeah, he's got a white Russian in his hand. He's got a set of tits next to him, and he's probably pissed off at him. That's all right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. No, we have narrowed down our list of choices to, I'd say, about three that we're pretty content with, five, something like that. We are already designing concepts, but one of the biggest challenges, as you guys understand, is licensing. And so before we proceed, and it's not just, by the way, the license for the pin, because the pin license is easy. Again, you show them what you can do, you throw up a wad of cash, and they say, okay. And I think we can prove quality-wise what we can do, and I think we can give them the cash that they need, that they would say yes. For me, the licensing goes beyond that. The licensing goes with Brunswick, with Chevrolet, with CCR, with Dylan, with Gypsy Kings, with every single song that we put on there. The licensing goes far beyond just the pin itself, because that's what immersive gameplay is all about. And unless we know that we can license and integrate all of the songs, or at least most of the songs, that we can come up with some cool and innovative toys, that we can make a play field that fits, until we are confident that we can do that, no, we're not going to release our next title.
Okay.
Once we're at that point, Don, then yes.
Solar Value asks, how far along is the software on this prototype? But you already answered that, and that it's a prototype. So
yeah,
we really need to talk about early. That.
And the final question I have for you here.
I knew it was Don.
This is from BC Rage 88 from Alberta, Canada. Are the warranties on the machines transferable if you were to sell the machine to another party? Yes, you say?
If you buy the machine and you have it delivered.
If you buy the machine, you have it in hand
and it's delivered. But now, I will say this, because we actually had somebody do this where they said, I want to buy a machine, and then after the pre-order period is over, I want to go ahead and sell my spot in line to somebody else because the price may go up. The only thing we do is guarantee the price during the pre-order phase. And I will tell you this, fuck off. We are not in the speculation business. We are not buying and selling commodities. If you don't want your game, I'll give you your damn money back. So if you want to sell your game, you're not going to do it until you take delivery, because if you do want to, we're just going to give you your money back and say have a nice day. So if it's a speculative question, and he's like, yeah, I want to buy it now, and if the price goes up by $1,000, I'm going to sell it for $500 more and make a quick, cool $500 cash on my $4,500 investment. Bullshit. Then you're just wasting my time, you're wasting your numbers, and it's a pain in the ass. But if you buy the machine, and everybody knows, things happen. People get sick, people lose their jobs, people get cancer, people have fights with their spouses or get divorced. A lot of bad things happen. Or a lot of good things. Maybe you're starting a new job and you just say, I need to cancel my pre-order, or I bought the machine and I just can't afford it anymore. I need to get rid of it. Yeah, if you're within that period and something happens and you need to, of course we're going to honor the warranty on it. Because it's still within that 90-day window. But if somebody says, well, if I buy it now and pre-order it and I want to sell it to somebody else, dude, don't dig me around. Because this is not cool. So does that answer Mr. 88's question?
Well, that's his problem. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. I mean, that's what I really want to convey. It's like, we really want to be understanding, because we're pre-orderers too. You know, we don't all have Bride and Lebowski, and that's our entire collection. That'd be awesome. And as we expand our own line, we will expand our own personal inventories. But we're also out there as consumers. We do look, we're going to be just like you guys. We're going to be kids in candy stores out there playing these games. And we're going to be, I know that. And I know what it's like when you make a decision on a machine. And that's why we want to make sure, again, I can't stress that enough, that we will give you that refund. Or if you do want to transfer it within that 90-day window, yeah, of course. Why am I going to give you guys extra stress? This is, I mean, Jesus, this is pinball. This is fun. This is the stuff we do to escape the stress of our lives. When we work all day and the kids are yelling and the wife's giving a shit, not my, again, please erase that. Then man, that's twice in one speech. This is pinball. This is what we do to escape the world. This is what we do to have fun with our friends. This should not be a source of angst and anxiety. And we're doing everything that we can to make everything within our company as easy and as fun to work with as possible. And that's our philosophy.
Last question. Because it's on P-Rock, are you going to have all code locked so nobody can change or alter the game if they want to play? Like you did with, you know, Friday Pinball 2.9, change some stuff. Is this going to be able to be converted or changed?
I don't think so, code-wise, no.
Yeah. A lot of that goes into licensing as well.
Just along with talking code, when we get a chance to play this later, am I going to see buggy software, or am I going to see...
It's going to be some really basic software.
So you can
there's one multiball in it, so...
You can flip, you can feel the shots, right? But yeah, it's...
Go for jackpots.
There's
music, there's sound effects.
Yeah. On our production schedule, we want it to be at the point where you can just get a feel for the machine. Right. And then what we're going to be doing over the next 6 months as we get into production and start sending these things out is perfecting the new software. And I mean,
building the software.
And building the software. Yeah.
Have any of the actors agreed to the participants? Have any of the actors agreed to do custom call outs?
We are still, nothing's been officially solidified, let's say that. There will be call outs of the actors, but as far as the custom stuff, we're still working on it. Is that about it? Oh, yeah.
One other question. Do you guys know approximately how much it's going to cost for shipping, you know, if you're in the U.S. to get it here and then ship?
Well, I mean, the price that you buy, if you live within the United States, where are you? Or Canada, Ed, it's gonna ship out of Park Ridge, Illinois. It's gonna ship out of Chicago. What does a typical pinball machine cost? I mean, that's really hard to say because you guys know when you ship a machine, what floor do you live on? How far do you live from Chicago?
Well, I mean, incur the cost to get it.
Thank you very much for asking that question. I owe you a drink. That is an outstanding question. A lot of rumors are flying. And, oh my God, we got to pay the taxes to import this thing from the Netherlands. Oh my God, I got to pay for the shipping. No. The price that you pay when you pay the $8,500 is like you're buying from anybody else. You're buying a machine here in Chicago. I had somebody ask me, can I come? I live in St. Louis. Can I drive up, pick up the machine? Yeah, if you want to. But you do the math on it. St. Louis, driving a truck, you're probably looking at $300 in gas and a hotel. It's a long time. But yeah, if you want to come pick up the machine yourself, absolutely.
So the only scope would just be from Chicago. You're only paying the cost.
You're only paying Chicago. It is a landed. It is FOB. For those of you that are in that world, it is FOB Chicago. So your price is exactly what you would pay if you walked into a store and said, "I want it," and it's right here.
That's great.
And that's one of the reasons why we have the U.S. dollar price and the euro price, by the way. Because I know there's a lot of currency fluctuation going on in the market. Everybody's watching that. But we incur the costs in dollars. What we're going to do is we're going to ship them over in batches. We're going to store them here. And we're going to have them ready to go. And when we go and we finish our pre-orders and we go into the actual selling phase, we'll maintain an inventory. And you want to buy a machine, we'll ship you a machine. So that's how we do it. Cool.
Where are the standard parts, like the lockdown parts and flippers and things like that, coming from? And is there any standard part that you opted to manufacturer yourself instead?
Oh, those are trade secrets, dude. Let me guess, Jack? Yeah. Good luck building your own PROC, dude. I will say this. One of the things that we all do is the three of us evaluate different alternatives, and we try to figure out what would be best in terms of reliability. And there have been decisions that we have made that have not been in the best interest of the bottom line, that have been in the best interest of our customer. For example, my Aussie customers, they say, oh my God, do I need to change out the power supply? No. American customers, do you guys need to change out the power supply? No. European customers, of course it comes. Whether it's 220, 240, 110, it doesn't matter. The power supply that we're using is the power supply like in a PC. All you gotta do is flip a switch and stick in a different cable. It costs us more, we know it. But if you wanna move, I was military when I lived in the United States and I got stationed overseas. You go overseas, my pinball machine is worthless. By the way, married Swiss, stayed there. Thank you, Uncle Sam. So when you get our machine, it doesn't matter where in the world it is. And yeah, we know it costs a little bit more, but it makes your lives a hell of a lot easier. And when we talk to some people in the States and they say, yeah, I've taken over a machine, or you see on a website or on a brochure, this machine cannot work overseas, cannot operate, well, that's crap. That's just absolute crap. And then, from a business decision, I'll tell you, then you have to make two different lots. Here, we make one machine, and it's good, it's great, everywhere in the world. That's our philosophy. It's a decision that's better for you guys, not necessarily for our bottom line. But in the long run, I think it's better for us too. So we've got thousands and thousands of parts in there. To answer your question, some are standard. We try to use standard parts as much as we can. We try to customize as much as we can. Yeah. Buy one. Crack it open. Have a look. Are we good to go? Really?
But you got the VIP part. So
yeah,
put your pre-orders in, go up, and you're going
to
get played.
Come to us.
Yeah, we are here. You can't miss us. We've got a massive booth. If you guys have any questions, or if you actually have questions that you want to talk about in detail, and you want to grab one of us and take us off, we'll be more than happy to talk to you guys. Thanks a lot for listening.